Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and so richly deserved, too. Welcome back, 34 After. Very excited about having a couple of friends on the show. I'm reintroducing you to Myron Ebel. He's the new guy today, Director of Global Warming and International Environmental Policy at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for 16 years. Myron Ebel, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. And folks, you remember Brian Fierkow, who was with me in the previous segment. He lives in Texas. He operates a trucking company in Texas, which was the topic of our discussion. We're going to be the topic of our discussion with Myron, the Texas and the country's grid vulnerability. And Brian, thanks for staying with us. Brian is the CEO of JETCO, author of Driving to Perfection. Myron, I thought Brian would. I mean, he and I were talking off the air about his experience during the grid meltdown and the freezing storm that hit Texas a couple of weeks ago, and I thought he might have some good information. You might want to ask him some questions about what happened down there. What he thinks? Go ahead, Myron.
Sorry, I was on mute. yes, Brian. I'd like to just hear your impressions of what happened to you. Did you lose power? Did your company lose power? Did your customers lose power? How did you cope with all the snow? I don't think Houston has a lot of snow moving equipment. It'd be fun to hear what happened to you.
Sure. So personally, we moved to Texas from Wisconsin back in 2003. And our first brush with Texas weather was Hurricane Ike in 2008. And after Ike, I'm like, sorry, but we're putting a generator in. And so that generator personally paid great dividends, because really there was no power. And, you know, so we were very fortunate. I think one of the morals of the story is you've got to sort of, wherever you live, figure out what could go wrong, however remote, you know, make sure that you've got appropriate contingency plans in place. But the business in the city, and I'm going to say most of the state, were shut down. So on the one hand, the planning was good from traffic standpoint. I mean, there was a huge pile up in Fort Worth, but it could have been a lot worse, a lot more widespread. So, shutting down the roads and getting everybody off the road, I think probably saved a lot of lives. But it doesn't, what overshadows that is just the complete disaster of people, you know, not having power, freezing to death in some cases. It was really just a complete and I think somewhat avoidable disaster.
Myron, Brian was telling me off the air earlier about his thoughts on the grid, how the Texas grid might not be such a great idea. Go ahead with that in that direction.
Well, this is way out of my expertise, but you know, you have east grid and a west grid in the U.S., then you have a Texas grid. So Texas is sort of on its own. And that was not too helpful because we couldn't draw power from either of the other grids. The parts of Texas, like El Paso, for example, is on the west grid. They had no problem. They could get power from the grid, but most of the state was isolated. And, you know, the reason for going it alone has been more economic and more, you know, it's more advantageous for us not to share and divert power on the grid. That didn't pay off too well here. The other issue is we had a scare like this in 2011 that exposed weaknesses in the grid. And apparently, you know, so we had 10 years, and apparently little, if anything, was done to address it. So
Myron
definitely exposed some issues.
Myron, I've got time for you to ask him one question and for him to answer. Go ahead.
What do you think of the response of the elected officials and the regulators since your disaster?
I'd like to see what the legislature does. The legislature's in session right now. I think that a lot of the regulators and a lot of maybe your lower-level people sort of took a bullet for some of the failures at a higher level. So, you know, there was a lot of people blamed, but I think, you know, we have to understand where the buck stops, which is going to be at the executive and the legislative level. And, okay, we learned. Now, let's see what they do about it. And so I would withhold that because the governor's made it clear that addressing this is a priority in the legislative session. We meet once every 2 years, and we're done on June 30th. So we're going to know soon.
I got to wrap it up. Brian Fierkow, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Brian, for staying with us and giving us that good report on Texas. We'll talk to you another day. Myron Eagle and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blessing. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.